It's 28 years since Sutton United made FA Cup history by knocking out Coventry City, who'd won the Cup just 18 months earlier. Matt Hanlon scored the winner that famous day and will be at Gander Green Lane tomorrow evening to see whether they can pull off another giant shock. And he joins us on the programme now. Good afternoon, Matt.
Afternoon. How are you doing?
Really well. So I'm so pleased that you could come on, because I know that this, when this sort of comes around, once every few years, Sutton might start to get on a roll in the FA Cup, and your phone starts buzzing, doesn't it, this time of year?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, it's gone on a bit longer this year, obviously, because the run's extended. So I've been very lucky, not just this year, but over obviously the last 28 to be associated with the club, and obviously such a great game and a giant killing feat.
What do your family make of it when you know, the phone's buzzing 24/7, as it must have been over this last week?
I mean, obviously they're pleased to be part of it now, as they were back then, I suppose. So it's a great time. Obviously, I'm lucky enough to be remembered with it, and family dragged along with it also. So, you know, other than my sister obviously manages to get her face in most things, because she was pictured at the game back in 89, crying her eyes out as usual. So, you know, it's all good.
I think you still get recognised quite regularly as well, as you know, because of the nature of that being such a massive shock at the time, and your celebration after scoring.
Yeah, obviously it's, you know, not quite so regular now. Again, although this year it's been very, very good. The odd occasion you get spotted down the street, or more when you're giving sort of your details over, like in the post office or wherever, people often say, "Oh, is that, you know, are you the man that scored for Sutton?" So, and yeah, it's great, you know, like I said, to be remembered and go down in part of the history of not just Sutton's history, but obviously the FA Cup as well.
Matt, I vaguely remember the game myself. The ground in those days used to hold a few more than what you're going to get in there tomorrow, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it was about 8,000 when we played Coventry back then. The ground's been, or the stands have been, sort of moved in and covered over the sort of 28 years since we played. So it's you know, the improvements have been made to be in the National League as well, as well as whatever they've needed to do over the years as legislations and rules have changed. So for the better, I think, you know, the club certainly looks, you know, when you go down there now, it's like, you know, a proper little non-league side that have got the ability to go into the league as and when they sort of choose to do so, and obviously when the team is in a position to do that as well.
And do you still keep in contact with as many of the players that are still around? Do you have reunions or anything like that?
We still keep in touch. There's a few back and forth that we meet up every now and then. We do a memorial game for John Raines every year at the club, which most of the boys sort of attend to on and off. So it's nice to see them. You know, the odd text message and phone call every now and then. And obviously over the run this season, a lot of the boys have been back to the various games, so we've caught up along the way.
How much do you remember about the match? Because Coventry scored first, didn't they?
No, Tony scored first, right, from a corner from the left-hand side. But I think we went in 1-0 at half-time, came out, and they scored, equalised shortly after. And then, obviously, we nicked the winner midway through the second half and hung on for dear life for the last 15 minutes. You know, I think it was a bit like the Alamo, as they say.
And you had to go back to work the next day, didn't you?
It was, the Monday we went back. It was a bit of a culture shock, to be fair, after sort of the media attention from Saturday after the game. All day Sunday, obviously wasn't quite the same as it is now with Twitter and, you know, the media that it is, or the social. So we just had the newspapers and photographers around. But going back on the Monday was a bit of a culture shock. But come Monday afternoon, I was rushed off to the BBC for an appearance on Wogan with Tony.
On Wogan. And you've got Match of the Day you're on tomorrow evening, I think.
I think they're going to wheel us out, you know, dust us off again and wheel us out, ask us the sort of same stuff and then wheel us back in, hopefully, for the next round. You know, hopefully it'll be another big game. If Sutton can pull off a miracle tomorrow.
It's a great story, and hopefully it rolls on again.
It's a story that keeps giving.
Matt, did you have to recreate the goal, I'm hearing, just recently?
Funny enough, I was on Soccer AM yesterday morning and had to actually react it for them. So, yeah, apparently they couldn't afford the clip from the BBC, apparently.
Does the kit still fit, Matt?
No, not a chance, I'm afraid. I wish it did when I looked at it.
Look, it's great talking to you, Matt, and I hope you really enjoy it tomorrow night.
Yes, yeah, it'll be great.